With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump weighing possible U.S. involvement in the Israeli-Iran conflict. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has been meeting with top security advisors here at the White House after saying earlier he's not in a mood to negotiate further with Iran about its nuclear program. Vice President Vance wrote on social media that Donald Trump may decide he needs to take further action to end Iranian enrichment. And the president said online that there are no immediate plans to kill Iran's supreme leader, but patience is wearing thin. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The numbers are sketchy at best. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops have killed 51 Palestinians and wounded more than 200 in the Gaza Strip as people waited for UN and commercial trucks to enter the territory with badly needed food. Now, Palestinian witnesses claim that Israeli forces fired on the crowd. The military says it was looking into reports that troops might have fired toward the crowd, but not actually into the crowd. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on an appeals court hearing that over President Trump's deployment of Marines and other troops to Los Angeles.
The statute says the president may call into federal service members and units of the Guard of any state.
That's Brett Shumate, the federal government's attorney. Shumate pointed to the ongoing protests in Los Angeles and said the Guard is necessary to protect federal officers and buildings. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit. He accused President Trump of inflaming tensions. A federal judge ruled that the Guard deployment was illegal and exceeded Trump's authority. That decision was halted after the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily paused the order. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And this is SRN News. Just maybe your pastor might have another job.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court will hear from a pro-life pregnancy center in New Jersey challenging a state probe into whether it misled people into thinking its services included referrals for abortion. The justices Monday agreed to consider an appeal from First Choice Women's Resource Centers, which wants to block a 2023 subpoena seeking information about donors, advertisements, and medical personnel. This is SRN News. Can Israel sustain its battle against Iran as it achieves key objectives? The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
While television screens worldwide remain bright with news reports of Israeli warplanes over Tehran and Iranian missiles intercepting in the Israeli heartland, the question of the war remains. Can Israel go it alone? As munitions are exhausted and battle plans become more complex, must the Jewish state enlist the direct participation of American forces to formulate its exit strategy? In a war only days old, but already noted for using deception and disinformation as a weapon in the Israeli and American arsenals, speculation over Washington providing the feared bunker-busting bomb, presumed necessary to complete its mission of eradicating Iran's nuclear program, remains rife. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.